I got engaged and an era of non-productivity ensued. So let's fast forward for about a decade. At this point, I've lived, I've loved, I've been dumped, I've took it badly, I've wound up in an outpatient group therapy type thing. But I was gaining fodder for lyrical content along the way, some real deal life experience. I had left the safety of my tiny hometown and wound up in the nearest metropolitan city that was still close enough to my mom's house. You know, just in case. It is in this city that I picked up a guitar and started writing again. It's also around this time that I met Dustin.
Hi, I'm Dustin's friend Nate's friend Dustin.
So I was on my porch one night, and across the street the neighbors were having this rager of a party. I saw a girl stumble outside and start throwing up on the side of the house. I walked over and asked if she was okay, and she angrily said, "I'm fine, just go back in the house," and pointed at the door to the party. So I went in and joined the party. The neighbors and I hit it off right away. At this party, I mentioned that I'd like to find a cellist. You see, I had all these great heartbreak songs that would totally rule with the cello in them. My new friend Robbie.
Hi, I'm Robbie.
Said, "I know a guy with a cello. His name is Dustin, and here's his number." So I cold called Dustin the next day. I explained myself and asked him what he was doing and if he wanted to hang out and play some music. He says, "Well, it's Earth Day, so I was gonna drive around littering." And we've been great friends ever since. Also, he did own a cello, but barely knew how to play it. He just owned one. Dustin is an amazing musician and has been in countless bands with me over the years. He also lets me know when I'm getting too far out with my writing or if I'm not out far enough. Here's one of my favorites from when Dee and I became roommates. This one's called Grocery Vultures, and it was recorded in our living room when we were still just babies.